Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Annie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. Our guest for this episode is Jimmy Famarewa.
Hey, hello,
Jimmy.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good, yes.
Yeah. I would say it's going excellently because we all just had a free burger, didn't we, Helen?
I love free meat, Ellie.
Yes, I know you do.
I love free meat so much. And also, I got a cocktail called Cock and Balls.
She's so mature.
Yes.
I know.
And how did you order it? You said to the waiter, yes, I'll have this cocktail because I like gin.
Everyone loves an innuendo.
Yes. So we should explain, if we sound a bit funny, and if we're the reason we're banging on about burgers, basically, is because we're recording this podcast at Meat Liquor in East Dulwich, aren't we?
Have we been licking meat, Ellie?
I know I have.
not since university.
They kindly invited us to come here and do the podcast here in their, let's be honest, slightly noisy restaurant.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing. So apologies if the sound quality. This is sort of an experiment for us.
Yeah.
I don't really know how it's going to go.
No, no, no.
This is like a party podcast.
No one's really batting an eyelid, to be honest, which is impressive.
They're just like, they're here at 3:40-something in the corner, talking into a weird microphone.
That's right.
Like, what's that cock and balls? It's pretty strong.
But first, come on, Jimmy, introduce yourself to our lovely listeners.
Who the hell is Jimmy?
Who is this guy?
That's a less polite way
Yes. Who is this guy?
What the fuck is wrong with you, Jimmy?
Oh, sorry, wrong table. my name is Jimmy Famarewa. I am a writer, podcaster, and I wrote a book, which is the main reason I'm here. I wrote a book called Family London, which is all about places to take kids of all ages in that London.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us about your family then. Who's in the Famarewa family?
Okay, so it is me, my wife Madeline, and we have two boys. Dylan is 4.5 and Remy is 8 months old. We've got
So you're in the shit, my friend.
We really are, yes. We really, really are. It all seemed to be going so well. It's like a sort of weird deja vu, like you kind of you kind of hit reset and you're back. The wet wipes budget has gone through the roof. He's on the food at the moment, so there's porridge everywhere.
Just go to Sainsbury's and get all the money you have and empty it out on the counter. All your money Sainsbury's. It's all just rice cakes,
Just take this now.
I think you're getting a job at Sainsbury's and saying, look, you don't have to pay me, just at the end of the day let me fill a basket and I'll take it home.
Let's just
cut out the middleman, cut out the tax man.
50% breadsticks, 50% box wine.
That's
actually my body composition currently and meat.
So much meat.
So we have Dylan's just about to start school, but you know, there's some tantruming, there's Lego obsession, so he's there's always a tiny sort of minuscule piece of Lego that needs to be found before you leave the house, and that's, you know, always something that you deal with. And then Remy's just still sort of, you know, drooling his way into the world. Very cute. But yeah, he's giving his mum. His mum's probably awake listening to it now. Sorry about the snoring mass next to you.
And impregnating you.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about.
It was an accident.
I'm sorry about all of it.
Sorry. What a modern man. Well done, Jimmy.
That's all you want from men, isn't it?
Yeah, just, apologies.
Please just keep apologising.
Exactly.
Don't stop.
Congrats, Jimmy. Enjoy being married for the rest of your life. You've worked it out, son.
Thank you. Thanks.
And so how would you describe your parenting style?
I kind of... very hands-on, possibly to the point of like it just being like a little bit annoying. Do you need help with that pram, mate? You kind of look like you're going to keel over. No, I don't.
Let me show you how to breastfeed properly.
I mean, not, hopefully not to that degree.
No, because I'm interested about this, because you went to Sweden to investigate.
Oh, Sweden's better at everything.
They are.
Even suicide.
I love this suicide
It's on
break.
The list. Oh. Meatballs, flat pack, suicide. In my sort of other life, I'm a journalist, and I went. I took my son, who was then like maybe he was 2 years old. Like me and him on our own went to Sweden for.
And you just went around handing him to Swedes. Going,
I basically
you deal
did.
With him.
Show
you
me.
To deal with him.
I'll just take notes while you kind of a superior man and
you ride
dad.
Him along on your bike.
Yeah, and it was kind of around the time that. The legislation was being changed around shared parental leave. It was really, really fascinating.
Because don't think for the parental leave, isn't it something like there's 500 days or something?
It's incredible. And I kept meeting Swedish men that would be like, you know, I didn't take that much, you know, I just had 3 months off or whatever. And you're just like, oh my God, or like 6 months off and or split the time completely, or they were kind of, and they, what I found was I was kind of, you know, going around prodding them, sort of telling them that they were these incredible, you know, heroic equality gods from the future, and they were all
you're
the greatest. They were very sort of like understated about it. It kind of, they didn't know any different. I think the key is they've been indoctrinated, you know. It's kind of in Sweden this law has been in there since the 70s that keeps getting improved. They keep adding stuff on. You lose money if you don't take the time. They kind of keep finding ways to make it more appealing. So yeah, it was a real education. And it was also a kind of incredibly tired man who, perhaps to indicate my overconfidence as a parent, I just blithely was like, yeah, I'll just take my very young son off on his own. The first, because we did a photo shoot while we were out there as well, and the first kind of photos, me and Dylan went to a playgroup, and him in the pictures, he looks like the world's most miserable child because he hasn't slept. He's been woken from a nap, and so
you will have a good time.
It's like, come on, just crack a little smile, Dills, and he's like, why have you brought me here?
Eat some more Gravitlax and shut up.
Why do you keep handing me to bearded men? It was a really great experience. I still sort of can't quite believe I actually did it.
So what do you think the Swedes, though, what is their secret to being good parents?
Oh my God, they've got a lot of...
money?
I mean, yes, I think it is that. I mean, you know, they pay like insane amounts of tax and stuff, and it's so well set up. Like, we went to a playground and it was, you know, that kind of free, immaculate vehicles that the kids could ride around in, sort of homemade gingerbread cookies for next to nothing in a little hut. And it's kind of...
Oh, God, I'm going to think of it.
I know. Twice. Should we all move there?
It sounds like Centre Park.
I think the kind of environment just keeps it going, basically. Like everybody yeah, just kind of buys into this ethos and this kind of way of doing it. And yeah, no, it was a really good trip. I'd love to go back.
So you've been an entertainment journalist for a long, long time.
Yes.
Have you interviewed lots of famous Hollywood stars?
I have. Yeah, yeah. I'm always really rubbish when people say, "Oh, who have you interviewed?" And I can't ever remember
just
anyone.
A complete blank.
Yeah, yeah. Barry Chuckle. I don't know. I've not actually interviewed Barry Chuckle. I wish. Who have I interviewed who was good and maybe impressive? Leonardo DiCaprio. Interviewed him.
What's he like?
That was a big one. Yeah, it was really nice. He was tugging on a vape. Could have possibly phrased that better.
Did even Leonardo DiCaprio not manage to look cool smoking a vape?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if anyone can pull it off. Liam Gallagher was another kind of big one. That was good. I kind of walked into the room and he was kind of like standing, sort of silhouetted in a parka, of course, even though we're indoors.
Yeah. It sounds like the other week I went on the Right Stuff and Matthew Wright was away. So Richard Madeley was on.
Oh, wow.
And I walked in and Madeley was wandering around the studios in shorts, shaving his neck. And I was like, oh, this is a moment.
All the things, Ellie.
Absolute moment.
Everything you wanted.
Yes. Just one of those iconic, we'll never forget moments.
I see you're Leonardo DiCaprio and I raise you Richard Madeley.
I think I've been bested. I'm man enough to admit when, just been done.
And John Boyega, you've
yes,
been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fairly recently.
Make the noise? Did you go...
Oh, I don't know if I did, actually, but that...
No, Henan, because he's a professional journalist.
Did you like the way I kindly was like, I don't think I did, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, John Boyega was great. He's sort of everything you want, really.
Yeah.
Unbelievably charismatic and charming. Really sort of self-possessed.
I heard that he took Harrison Ford to a Nigerian restaurant.
He did, yeah. 805, I think it's called. Yeah, he spoke about that. Like Harrison had really gone for it with the pounded yam, which is a Nigerian delicacy. And he needed to, I think on the way home, he was almost like needed to be like rolled into a car and sort of. I think he wanted to swap seats with John Boyega, and they were wondering what was in the food. Basically, he was kind of KO'd by Nigerian starch and carbs.
It's easily done. I had a friend over from New York and he was like, I've never had a full English breakfast. What the hell is an English breakfast? So I took him to the Greasy Spoon down on Peckham Rye, straight off the plane.
Yeah.
He ate the whole thing and then, you know, he went to have a sleep and I was like, oh, how are you doing, John? He's like, I'm very ill. And I was like, why? And he's like, that breakfast was. I said, why did you eat it all?
Yeah,
said,
you didn't have to.
I was trying to be polite. It was absolutely disgusting.
Was it a fried slice too far?
It was the black pudding.
Was it black pudding? Yeah, I thought, yeah.
Pushing it to the edge. So don't do it for him. Yeah, you can't cope with British food.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Or Nigerian. Just say hello.
Don't be
to what you know.
Don't be a hero. Just leave it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Good celebrity chat. Let's do book chat. Tell us about Family London. What is
Family London? So Family London is a guide to what to do with kids in the capital. It's kind of the focus is on things that are quite unique and maybe a little bit different. It's got your big hitters in there. It's got a lot of the museums and things you'd know, but it's hopefully there's a lot of things that you can sort of newly discover. It's got good cafes, good restaurants that are particularly family friendly, things like Big Fish, Little Fish.
Those guys. Those guys on the podcast.
Oh, fantastic,
I love it because it's, first of all, it's a nice handy size.
Yes.
For shoving in a changing bag.
Yes, it is.
It's got lots of nice pictures and lots of beautiful pictures, but also I would say it's got lots of real pictures.
Yes.
Like real bits of London.
Yeah.
The most beautiful things.
Yeah, definitely.
You see in your life.
Yeah.
That's what London
is. Not manicured,
is.
The kind of the whole, a lot of the thinking behind it was there's more and more parents that don't want to. You don't want to feel like you're missing out. You don't want to feel like you're just spending all your time in a soft play or, you know, trading guilty looks in McDonald's with other middle-class parents who are indulging in a weekly treat. or bi-weekly. Is that more frequent or not? I don't know. And kind of, obviously, you will spend a lot of time doing that, but it's about actually going to do things that are interesting and stimulating for both you and the kids, and going to eat good food, and you know, still sort of carrying on as a vague human, despite the fact you're a parent. Yeah,
and the food chapter is one of my favourites. Yes, as I'm reading. But you've got all these like really, you've got these really cool hipster cafes and lovely cafes.
Yeah.
And then you've got a page that's like chain restaurants.
Yes.
And you're like, yes, look.
Yeah, come on, you're going to be in your chains. Yeah,
and I just think
here's
that's
the knowledge.
Quite honest for a family book to go, look, sometimes you just want to go whether you know that there's something on the menu your children will eat, and they will have a lunch and they will give them crayons and it will be all right.
Exactly.
They will get a plastic giraffe and everything will be happy.
Oh my God, and a balloon that won't be the right colour.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yes.
What are your favourite places? There's loads of great places.
Yeah.
Museum.
Yes.
What are your favourite places in the book?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, the Horniman Museum, which we're not far away from.
We all love the Horniman.
What else is really good? There's a really good cafe in North London. It's kind of like a play cafe. It's called Bear and Wolf. They're really good. They've done that amazing thing of it's got a brilliant huge playroom with toys and books, but it's kind of not chaos and it's not kind of taken over the whole cafe. There's another one that I always want to give a little shout out because it's a nice little secret one. It's called Novelty Automation.
Okay.
And it's near Holborn. It's like a little it's like a little room. It's almost a cross between a kind of interactive art exhibit and old school arcade. It's these little kind of handmade coin operated machines, and they're these mad sort of Wallace and Gromit style. There's one called the Auto Frisk that has hands that come out and kind of frisk you, and it's kind of these crazy satirical coin operated machines, which you wouldn't think maybe, oh, would kids go for that, but my son absolutely loved it, and it's a real little secret spot if you're ever in London. It's a real one off and it goes down brilliantly with kids. There's loads of stuff, there's loads of cool stuff out there. The Sky Garden as well, that's another good one. But there's so many of these things, and actually one of the really good things through doing the book that I kind of reminded myself, I was like, oh, this is why this is good, because it kind of forces you out of your comfort zone. I think as parents it's quite easy to just fall back on the same places and ease and convenience. The pub.
McDonald's, the local
Mac. The McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah.
Girls, yeah, don't own an Argos
for the
kids.
It's when you've got two or more in the series of the Happy Meal toys that you know you're in
God.
Trouble. You're in
deep
trouble.
I will not show you my son's minion shrine then. Even he went. I was in the other room. I think I'd put his brother to bed and his mum was putting Dylan to bed. And he went, I don't think I need to go to McDonald's anymore. When a 4-year-old is telling you,
I've had my limit, Dad.
He's had enough.
Yeah.
You probably need to take a look at it.
Yeah.
You know, like I think even as Londoners, you get really tribal, and I won't leave like my postcode, and it's just kind of yeah, it's just, it was really nice to kind of just sort of go on these little adventures and stuff. And
well, speaking of which, for any listeners who aren't in London, what are your top sort of places in the restaurant?
Yeah, well, I had a little think about this. We spent quite a bit of time in Exeter because our in-laws are there, and there's some really cool stuff in Exeter. There's a place called Darts Farm, which is really cool. It's kind of got like a nice outdoor playground, lovely cafe. The other one is like fully Partridge, but North Norfolk. There's a place called, I think it's Prenthorpe National Park. I might have said that slightly wrong. Or Natural Park, but it's like a kind of nature reserve. They've got like flamingos wandering around, really cool. A really great playground and all those bits that you kind of need. And I haven't actually been to this, but I really want to go. This perhaps speaks about the Ninjago obsession that's sweeping our house at the moment. There's Legoland. There's like a mini Legoland in Manchester.
It's called Legoland Discovery Centre.
Thank you, yeah. Legoland.
Yes. We got
some free tickets.
Yeah. Was it good? Was the Ninjago thing good?
It was in the Trafford Centre. And yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
But yeah, no, I really want to go there. That's great. There's a place in Broadstairs, if you're ever by the seaside. Morelli's, I think it's called, the ice cream parlour.
Okay.
It's like been there for like decades, and it's like a real amazing time warp. But kids love it as well because there's brilliant ice cream. So that's quite a nice little seasidey one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's I kind of want to explore more though because yes, as we hate to admit, London isn't the world, isn't the universe.
I know. That's it.
Go for a Donkey Crunch. Vodka, lime juice, ginger syrup, and ginger beer with an absinthe rinse. Oh. What could possibly go wrong?
Could you order me a surprise cocktail just based on the name?
Right, Camel Toe.
I'll have a Camel Toe.
No, it's for four people. Now we all have to drink it. Are
oh
you
God.
In, Jimmy?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
We're getting a Camel Toe. Not for the first time.
No.
So here's the thing, though. Days out are great. Everyone gets to be like, yes, I'm a great parent. I'm taking my children to see some grass. Blah blah blah. But let's be honest, they can be really, really hard work. So
yes.
What are your top tips? Like, how prepared do you need to be? What do you do in those tantrums? Like, what's help? What help me, Jimmy. Help me.
Right. Well. Oh my God, I'm sort of deep into the bribes at the moment, deep into the, I've sort of always got, you know, snacks. It's kind of like, you know, the kind of beer snacks and stuff like that. It's like having a revolver strapped to your ankle type thing. It's kind of, you know, break in case of emergency.
You're like Rambo.
Yeah. That's how I like to think about it, yeah.
Cereal bars, bang,
yeah,
bang,
yeah.
Bang.
Bang. Oh, who wants one of these? Who wants a goodies? Boop, yeah, boff. What else do I do?
Are you a get there at early doors person, or do you like to have a relax and then
I
go
think
out?
I think sort of relaxing and not being too kind of come on, we've got to go because I think you're just gonna like be set up for it to fail there, like kind of if you're I do a lot of the time just go right, I'm going, and I just like walk off.
Next, you know, you're at Legoland on your own.
Yeah. I drove all the way, yeah.
A man with no children looking at other children.
Yeah. I'm sure he was behind me. So I do a lot of that just to sort of chivvy him along because it's hard to get Dylan in particular moving along. But yeah, sort of plan to a degree. Go for it. Just kind of don't overthink it.
Yes.
Get out. I think sometimes, you know, the morning or whatever can spiral a bit and you're like, we've got to go. We've missed this window. Oh, it's going to be busy now and whatever. I think just get out of the house and something will coalesce and something will happen. Something will form.
Yeah.
I think don't be too stressed yourself. You see those uptight parents with like the activity sheet going,
Oh, God. I don't think he wants another stamp, mate. Just leave it. Dylan, potty training Dylan around the time I was writing the book, which was interesting. I set up a few sort of emergency portaloos on on tubes and stuff. Like, now he's like, oh yeah, I can just like go outside and go by that tree and go there and whatever. And you are a bit like, you need to sort of start setting limits. The other day, I kid you not, he went to and started weeing out of our cat flap. Just sort of lifted it up. And you know, there's that kind of we're still in that zone where you kind of, your initial reaction is, what the hell are you doing? But then you sort of catch yourself and you're like, it's all right, mate. But maybe don't just go through, it's fine, well done for remembering, but maybe don't wee out of the cat flap. Yeah.
So what's next for you, Jimmy? What's the next? Are you going to do another book? What's the next project?
I don't know, really. I'm working on some fiction. I'm writing a novel. I wrote a short story recently, which got shortlisted for a Fourth Estate Guardian Prize, which was really exciting.
I know.
Get me. And actually, the story was about... you can read it on Fourth Estate's website. It's called Teddy Bird, and it's actually about two dads of young kids who strike up a bit of a tentative friendship in a playground and takes a dark turn. So yeah, I kind of talk about write what you know. I've got one book about playgrounds and one fictional story about playgrounds. So yeah.
Well, Helen, what should we do now?
I reckon it's time for Scummy Mummy Confessions, Ellie.
Oh. So my confession is topical, and because we are in Meat Liquor in East Dallas.
Yes, excellent.
And it's a Thursday night, and my confession is that I had a big sort of barbecue party last Saturday, and on Sunday I had to send my husband to this very restaurant to collect burgers and deep fried gherkins to make me feel better about my hangover, knowing that I was going to be here for a free meal in 5 days. I don't care.
Pay them the money.
Liquor,
that's good.
I need a good burger.
Yeah.
You've got to go.
And he went. So he just popped on the Deliveroo jacket. And
exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well done, Pete.
We normally just save that for Friday night's end, but on this occasion, off he went.
I've not got any money to pay yet. Of course. Of course.
Sometimes I make him be an Uber driver. It's very exciting. It's very romantic stuff.
The gig economy's done great sexual fantasy.
Yeah. Jimmy, do you have a scummy mummy or daddy confession?
Yeah, scummy mummy. I mean, it's more toilet related stuff, really.
You love a toilet on the
I swore I'd never be one of those, you know, parents who just, you know, went on about, you just can't avoid it, can you?
No,
you can't avoid it.
Poo.
All piss and poo. Around the same sort of time that Dylan was potty training, there were a lot of surprise, sudden needing to go incidents. He kind of needed a number two outside, a poo, and I was like, I haven't got any wipes, I haven't got anything, there weren't any leaves around. I was kind of doing an awful embarrassing squat, and I did sort of see that there was a kind of old bit of tissue on the floor.
I
was like, oh my god, this is a real judgment call moment. What do? We're far from home. So I just kind of found a clean corner of this, you know, park tissue.
Park tissue, nice.
Yeah.
You upcycled it.
Oh,
you
my God. Yes, I did. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So, yeah, that was a pretty grim moment. Poor little kid. Yeah, but you know, you've got to improvise, haven't you?
And
you're just making these quick decisions. Not all of them are going to be right.
Well, that's about it. And thanks again to Meat Liquor for having us.
Thanks for the burgers and the atmosphere.
I mean, we hope you can hear us, listener. Send us feedback. We may or may not do this again. We just don't know. But it's been an experiment, hasn't it? You've got to try these things. And we should say, yes, thank you to Meat Liquor. Now, they have got a branch over in Queensway that they're opening, which has ice skating and bowling.
Yes.
It's a family haven.
And outside London as well?
Yes,
correct.
They've got them in Bristol, Brighton, Croydon, Leeds, all my favourite places.
I love Croydon.
Yeah. What's been your favourite thing you've put in your mouth this evening, Helen?
There's a thing called a monkey finger.
Yes.
And it was like a kind of tangy, spicy, chickeny thing. Delicious. But I'm about to have a camel toe, so I've gone from a finger to a camel toe, which I haven't done for quite a while.
Jimmy, please stop being sick. Jimmy. So thank you very much, Meatlick. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Please, as always, if you can rate, review and subscribe on iTunes, that really helps.
5 stars.
Yes. And Jimmy, your book is called Family London.
It is, yeah. It's out now.
And where can people follow you? What are your handles?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at JimFam. And I'm on Instagram as well, at JimFam. J-I-M-F-A-M.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
In a porcelain camel's toe. This is unbelievable.
Oh,
and now it's in my shoe! It's gone all over the table and Helen's shoe. Once again, her camel toe has let her down. That is literally the best drink I've ever seen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.